validate the document that has been making the round.
I think so.
I think so, because he did not say it was a fake document. So the white paper says that one of the key recommendations it rejected include the Lekki shootings, which resulted in death and injuries. On Lekki tollgate shooting, the white paper stated, the findings are clearly and manifestly not supported by the evidence before the JP1 as attested to by the JP1 itself. When it said there
That's
was...
JPI.
JPI, sorry. When it said there was contrary evidence to that of Professor John Obafunwa that only one person died of gunshot wounds at LTG. Government is therefore unable to accept the finding that nine people died of gunshot wounds at LTG. And it goes on and on. You can read that up. The white paper also it also follows that the irresistible conclusion to be drawn from the JPI's acceptance of Obafunwa's testimony that only one person died of gunshot is that there was no massacre at LTG, contextual or otherwise. Massacre of one person, there was a death that could have been avoided. And the government white paper talks about the inconsistencies and contradictions in the entire JPI report concerning the number of persons who died at LTG, Lekki tollgate, on October 20, and the cause of their death rendered the JPI's finding unacceptable and conclusively their recommendation is totally unreliable and therefore unacceptable. Now, this one on sanctions for security agents involved in the Lekki tollgate shooting, the white paper stated, the Nigerian Army is an organization that has its disciplinary process procedures and processes as set down by law, over which Lagos State government has no control. But in the case of a death, you're talking of a murder here. The governor, the Lagos State, I would have thought that the governor would have said, we will investigate this further and take appropriate action under the law. That's what I think he could have said. It talks about the issue of grant of bail is a matter within the exclusive preserve of the judiciary. But they noted that recommendation. The white paper, however, accepted the recommendation that on October 20 of every year, the Lekki toll gate should be toll free to motorists. I disagree with that. I think the Lekki toll gate, if it's not going to be left as a monument, then it should be demolished. I think it should be demolished, and I'd like our people to start putting on pressure for that. In fact, if you look at what you have on ground now, trying to toll that road now would be complete irresponsibility. Because even without tolling, try going there at 5 o'clock in the evening. Don't let's miss, you know. So this particular part is something that needs a lot of review. And then it says that on the panel's recommendation that the Lekki Tollgate Plaza be made a memorial site for NSAS by renaming it NSAS Tollgate, the white paper said it would rather designate a park in the state. Mr. Governor, this is completely unacceptable. Why would you go and name a park in the state? Why can't we name that place? He should explain to us the legal or social reason why, where this thing actually took place, you can't name it NSAS Tollgate. You see, one of the things, Sheriff, yes, that occurred to me yesterday, you will know that I've been highly critical of the government's attitude of wanting to spin things. You know what I mean by spin things. For example, who was the person who advised the governor to call on people individually to join him in a match? You don't do that. This is not a Martin Luther. You see, there is somebody who has a warped idea of how these things are done in other countries, and believes that there was, the other day they were trying to get him to roll his sleeves. These things are ancient. What the governor simply should have said is that we will organize a match that would incorporate all whatever. And see now, he has been embarrassed.
Yeah, but you see, I understand where the governor was coming from.
No, he could. I'm not saying don't have a match.
Yes.
But don't go immediately inviting people.
I think he should have consulted with them first. Or his people should have reached out to these guys first.
Exactly. What all he needed, you see, it's all this time to spin this and spin that. All he needed to do was to say that, look, we're going to have a peace match, you know, that would all stakeholders.
Yeah.
And that covers it all.
Yeah.
Who do you think in his right mind, as we speak, would have said he would go for that match? Nobody would do that. Things are very tense. There is no justice in the report. You understand?
Yeah.
Whether the failing of the tribunal or the failing of the state, there is no justice. So you cannot have peace if you don't have justice. So how could you have thought that you would invite somebody? Nigerians are no longer fools.
Mm.
And I am glad, I'm glad my sons, Chimukuti, Falls and Fals and all these people have taken after the principles of their father. And they said they're not going anywhere. I'm so proud of them.
Mm.
And is that Macaroni?
Yes.
Yes. I Macaroni, I'm going to give him another brother to change from the brown one. But I mean, make light out of it to make our job more enjoyable. But the honest to God truth, look, Oga, I keep telling you, this jumping at things emotionally without deep thinking is going to embarrass you. Now he has been completely embarrassed. I wonder who's going to join him for the match. Because if he had said that he was going to have a peace match or whatever, and everybody would be consulted, then that gives you time.
Mm.
Mr. Sanwo-Olu has this problem of always getting hyper and, thinking, let's spin things around. All you need to do the right thing in a calm manner, well thought out. That's my reaction to that. I just said that Falz Macaroni.
Shehu is there.
Shehu Kuti.
Segaling is there.
Yes, I like Shehu Kuti's statement. Shehu said that you cannot talk about things like this when you don't have justice. But right. Like I said, the blame for the lack of justice in this matter goes to the two bodies.
Mm.
The two sides, both the panel and the government white paper, have not given Nigerian people justice. So the next question is, what are we going to do next? And that falls on the civil societies. You now need to go back to the drawing board and ensure that at the end of the day, two things that we must have on this issue.
Yeah.
We must have justice. And we must have closure. The two are still blowing in the wind. We can move on to the next story.
Okay, fantastic. All right, let's take this one here on page 2 of the Punch newspaper. The story says, compulsory vaccination, workers demand March deadline, throng centers, FG insist on December
1. Mm. Look. You see, I'm tired of saying the same thing day in, day out about how difficult it is for us to not just govern ourselves, but to get ourselves organized.
Mm.
I mean, you talk about the compulsory vaccination when you don't have enough vaccines to go around. And that is why the workers are asking that instead of a January deadline, could you give them up till March? Hoping that by March, you'll be able to have enough vaccines to go around, I think it's just common sense that should be granted them. Other studies here says that unvaccinated corps members may be barred from offices.
Mm.
This is National Youth Service Corps. Why don't you National Youth Service Corps vaccinate all its members from camp? Why don't you vaccinate your members? From camps, or you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
2-3 day exercise. Everybody goes to the headquarters to get himself vaccinated. Let's see how that goes. This is that. Okay, now a bit of light here. 5,309 civil servants others get vaccinated in Abuja in 24 hours. Okay. Now the House of Reps have told the government to stop the spread of Omicron. It says here, the House of Reps called on the federal government to set up action against Omicron. It urged relevant government bodies to review travel protocols to prevent the new strain from spreading to Nigeria. The question now is, are you now going to contemplate another lockdown? I think not.
No.
I think not.
I don't think any country will do any lockdown right now.
Japan has.
No. They only closed their borders.
What is left?
They're still doing whatever it is they're doing
within the country. Yes. Okay. But we even shouldn't close our borders. What we need to do, the protocols that we have in place are quite enough. I did a few phone calls abroad yesterday, and they said, hey, listen, there's an Omicron, and so what? When there was COVID, you followed the protocols. Mm-hmm. Once you follow the protocols, wear your mask,
good.
Wash your hands and whatever, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the same thing we had when the Delta variant came and everybody went into panic, and now nobody's talking about it anymore. So, but this what Tom already said yesterday has been repeated in the papers today.
Okay.
And I found it very, very embarrassing. Some labs are sending samples. Do you know some labs in Lagos, if you do some tests, they have to send the results, they have to send the whatever sample to South Africa.
South Africa. We read it yesterday.
Yes. Yes. Not even just...
This is quite embarrassing.
Not just COVID.
Mm. Oh.
Yes. I did a test at a lab somewhere down there, and they said they have to wait for about a week because it's taking the blood. My blood went all the way.
Weird. Let me take one comment here on YouTube. This person says, his name is something associate, and he says, I do not believe in government calling for a peace march. Government should do its responsibilities by creating security, providing infrastructure, effective justice system, and there will be peace. Ahmed also says the white paper released by Lagos State is explicit and tidy. However, Sanwo-Olu happens to be so naive that his failure has gotten so conspicuous.
Well, isn't that a bit of a contradiction? But leaving that as it is, the government has a right to call for a match, and you have a right to attend or stay in your house.
That's right.
It's a free world.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is, actually.
But I still think that Governor Sanwo-Olu needs to change his handlers. All these embarrassing gaffes and goofs that we keep having all the time, it's not going to be good for his image ultimately. This is a bad error, complete bad error of judgment. Whoever did that should be fired. Why do you call on people in a speech to come for a match? That's what did you hope to achieve, that they jump up and join you? Come on, you need. The mood of the country doesn't.
What I saw was that they completely don't understand the kind of youth that we have today.
Look,
there's a disconnect.
The PR
completely.
Machinery of let me I'll be blunt. I've stated it over and over again. The PR machinery of the governor is highly defective. It lacks experience. It lacks deep thought. And it's giving more to show than to action. It's giving more to reaction than to deep thinking and carrying out things in the. It's not the first time it's going to be embarrassed in public. And I call the attention to it. Everybody ignores it. It's definitely not the first time. I remember there was another day he was going to address the state formally, with all the paraphernalia and office, and then he dressed casually. These little things. I've told him he needs an expert to handle him, especially in his own case that he has a knee on his neck. He needs a matured adult person who can lock him up in a room and tell him, "Oga, no, this is the way we are going to go." You know, he needs somebody like that. If one of their people, their Dele Alake, is there, you can get him to consult him on things like this, who have a matured approach. What's I've forgotten his name now. At a time like this, you forget names. He used to be head of NIPR. I've spoken to these people. I've spoken to NIPR. I've spoken to him. Help this man. But what you do is that the man himself seems to be surrounded by aides that were not appointed by him. And therefore, he has to make do with what he has. The name I was thinking of is Yomi Badejo Okusanya. You need people like that to advise you and tell you the gospel truth about how to handle these things. This is a very big goof. Immediately, it hadn't been on for 30 minutes before everybody started saying we are not going. So the match itself now is dead on arrival.
It is dead on arrival.
It's dead on arrival. And
they're going to have it anyways.
Well, anybody can walk to anywhere. We all match due to traffic.
Well, the governor is not anybody. If the governor walks today, people will rally around the governor.
Obviously, Lorle Lapo. I pity him. He looks to me like somebody who actually does mean well.
Yeah,
that's the look I get from him. But he's been misguided, and then plus, of course, the various interests that converge. Mm. Good luck to him. He decided to be governor. I didn't.
All right. Page 8 of a Punch newspaper. Let's take this story. Osun traditionalist shelf march on Iwo as Oyetola intervenes.
I was looking forward to that. You know, sometimes I like trouble. I was looking forward to that. If for anything, it's time we start teaching some people a lesson who think that arbitrarily. That's an insult to the traditionalists. What the Oba did is an insult, and I wish they had allowed them to match and let us see the test of what. Do you know what it is for traditionalists to match? Ogun worshippers, all of them.
I don't know. Well, that's what I'm looking at you. I don't know what it means.
But the governor wisely, has intervened, and they have called off the match because they were going to ask for the removal of the Oluwo for his alleged derogatory utterances against the deities. And they said they decided to abort the match following the intervention of the governor. The governor has waded into the crisis. I think they should find a way to just remove this man. He's not ready to be an Oba. I don't think, yes. And he should honorably just leave that position.
Ah, this tool of his forefathers.
Which forefathers? Look, very simply, you cannot be an archbishop. You cannot be an archbishop or an imam, okay? And start giving public utterances against the holy prophet of Jesus Christ. Well, what kind of contradiction is that?
Yeah, it's contradictory, actually.
It's contradictory. You are the custodian. If you don't feel what you leave the place. You know, it's as simple as that. Well, by the way, I'm going along.
I'm a cold boy, shall we?
He should ask. People don't know history. Anyway, we don't read history. Go and ask what happened to I think it was Obademola. When it was said, I wasn't there. What I heard history is that the woman walked early in the morning, walked naked to the palace.
And Oba cannot see.
Do you know that if this match had taken place, do you know what those guys would have gone? They would have gone ahead with something he shouldn't set his eyes on. Mm. What if they approach a dead body and take it along with them? You know, an Oba must not see.
Yes. Oh. What if all these things are just not true?
Put it to test.
I'm just interrogating this culture.
Put it to test.
What if they are not true? What if they are just...
They said that one Tiyomo Kikiriba Debi Eru Abba.
Eru Mabagon.
I'm not ready to test anything. I'm a Christian on that, but I believe that things, I also believe in a traditional form of worship. And I also believe in simple logic. Hmm. If you want to be an Oba, a custodian of our religious practices and traditional practices, you cannot, that is why I blame the traditionalists for all this. Hmm. Allowing mosques and churches and chapels in the palace. Yes. Why are we being hypocritical about these things? We didn't say don't allow it in the town, but the palace is a traditional setting.
It's an institution already.
It's an institution on its own. But because of the love for money and because we lack principles, we have allowed all this. And that is why today we are in complete confusion. One of the reasons is that it's possible, because I believe in the power of this traditional thing, it's possible that our forefathers are angry. Everywhere has been desecrated. It says, give unto Caesar what is Caesar's and unto God what is God's. We refuse to do that. We always want to impose our own personal will. Until we take religion out of certain things, we're not going to go forward. Why should you have an annual general meeting and then you now start by praying?
you know.
I heard in some offices you must attend morning prayer, devotional prayer. You
Oh yeah, I know of some. Yes, of course. Yes, 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 yes.
We just, and it still hasn't made us better people. You that
why my, me? Why we can
what no, because it, you said you don't believe.
I was just questioning. I said, what if
you I said you don't believe? If I said this say, in the third time,
no, I did not say no. Please, so please, let's be very, very honest. I did not say that. Mochi, I don't
you,
believe.
You
I can
you,
see. You, yes, I can see. I don't bring anything else.
Sheriff, I miss you when you were there. You know, because you this. This also helps me keep my sanity. There is enough to run you crazy in this job that we are doing. Some things that could have been avoided. Look at, for example, something happened. A judicial panel is set up. Between the white paper and the judicial panel, you still can't determine what the truth is.
It's weird and troubling. Page 9 of the Punch is next. Khan slams El-Rufai's 4-day working week, demands insecurity solution.
There you go.
I've
told Khan, you are not a political whatever. You can't keep making statements on everything. If the state wants to have a 4-day working week, so be it. But the truth is, what I said yesterday is to try to create a work-free day for Muslims and so on and so forth. And Khan's reaction is saying that virtually Khan's reaction implies that you don't want a free working day for Muslims, but you have a free working day. Why don't we leave these things? Leave the man to run the state. If you are not happy with him, mobilize your people and impeach him. But let's stop bringing religion into everything. If the state wants to have a 4-day working week,
into everything.
So be it. More so when you are the beneficiaries of this arrangement we are talking about. And I still believe that Muslims have found themselves in a position that is not too tidy, where you can't go as a family to Jumat. It's important. It is important. Don't say it is not important. It is very important. And the consequences have been there. Parents have watched their children move, like it happened to me. I'm a very good example. My parents, my father was working on the island. My mother would either be in Apapa or Takwa Bay way back then. I'm in school in Yaba. It doesn't happen like that on Sundays. On Sundays, we see other families walking out, going to church in Baba's 404 or whatever. And it also helped the family grow.
Yeah, it does.
It also helped the family grow. But I got a bit of a lecture from my brother yesterday. But I need, maybe I'll see if I can drag him in here. I hope there's nothing unethical by bringing my own brother here before you come and
No, no, there's nothing unethical. But what are you going to be talking about?
No, this issue.
Okay.
But it's my younger brother.
I think it's a conversation that must be...
It must be had.
It's a conversation that's very necessary.
It must be had. It puts a lot of families at a disadvantage.
I also think that Khan may have a point as well.
What is the point?
I also think Khan may have a point.
What is the point?
Because we have a calendar that we follow, the Gregorian calendar.
There is nothing sacrosanct. A calendar.
No, I'm not saying that it's sacrosanct. I'm not saying so.
No, when you said we have a calendar can also be changed. When people got wise and brought the typewriter, Oyinbo brought Tipex.
Well, it's.
Then when they got wiser again and brought the computer, Oyinbo brought Backspace. There's nothing that can be changed.
But it hasn't been changed.
Even these days, they turn men into women.
Yes.
Well, it's Oledobi.
You know me, Oledobi.
From Sheriff, you can become Sheriff. you can become Sheriff. Yes. It's possible. Sherifat Quadri, Alaja.
But we still.
I got you there.
Well, I'm feeling very. I think I should talk about it.
No, I think it's a conversation we need to start having, and we must find a compromise, because the effects are far-reaching and it puts things in some kind of imbalance. That's what I think gave birth to NASFAT. I do now found NASFAT having programs on Sunday so that people can bring their children. You see, we don't need to run away from who we are. We have to manage ourselves the way we are. We don't need to run away. There must be balancing in all the things that we do. We must try to achieve that.
Okay, so we must go now. We have to go. What's coming out at night? Today is Diabomi.
Yes, today is Diabomi. Today's Diabomi, I would suggest you watch it on YouTube.
Why?
The baby find this one. And she's available.
And she's available.
She's available. She has told me in confidence that she's available, though. Uncle Jimmy, I'm available.
Okay,
good. So, hey, boys, run and go and buy airtime. Today's one is a YouTube matter.
It's a YouTube matter.
It's a YouTube matter.
Correct.
All right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
I enjoyed myself.
Same here. Thank you, Lagos, for joining us. But we need to go now. Daily Digest is next at 9. But between then, we have the news for you at the top of the hour. And today is World AIDS Day. And that's our conversation, HIV/AIDS. Stay with us.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.